welcome to A Taste of Anthropology with me, Professor Burlingame. I am coming to you live, large, and in charge with a hot cup of herbal tea and sporting fuzzy red socks. Today, I'd like to have a cozy little talk with you about something that maybe isn't so little or so cozy. Stereotypes. I'm sure you've heard it all before. Someone says something diminishing or condescending about an entire group of people, and they're told they're wrong because, quote-unquote, that's just a stereotype. Well, yes, and no. Anthropology research is all about digging deeper into the ways that humans live within and among different cultures through time. Part of that delving includes drawing conclusions about how whole groups of people do many things, from eat, to sleep, to build homes, to deal with conflict, to communicate, to heal disease, to govern themselves, to make a living, and beyond. One of the dilemmas with this is that anthropologists know, even as they are drawing general conclusions, that their findings are not going to be true for everyone in a social group. In trying to pin down a sketch that gives an overview of a group of people, that sketch still cannot be 100% accurate for everyone who was studied. And this here is what is tricky about stereotypes and why it's important for you, someone who is looking to improve your human relationships, to more deeply understand what a stereotype is and what it is not. The issue with stereotypes is not that they are wrong. The issue with stereotypes is that they can't be true for everyone in a human group. Now, anthropologists understand, work with, and make note of this reality, but I find that people outside of the field don't necessarily do so. This may have something to do with that old binary absolutist and misleading thinking I've taught about in various media, podcast, video, book, article, social media post, etc. If someone notices something that they find people in a group have in common, binary thinking encourages them to then assume that it must be true for everyone in the group. If someone else comes along and points out how it's not true for all the people in this group, binary thinking encourages the assumption that it can't then therefore be true for anyone in the group. So, obviously, only one of these realities can be true, right? Wrong. For humans, many things can be true all at once at the same time. Either or is not always a constructive or accurate way to assess and understand everything about being human. So, if stereotypes can be both true and false at the same time, then what's the problem? The problem is that stereotypes are an example of lazy thinking. As an educator, I try my darndest to get people to move past lazy thinking so they can think in fresher ways that could improve their lives and the lives of others. Stereotypes get in the way of this kind of intellectual development, and they don't allow people to live up to the name of our species, which is, in case you didn't know, the Latin for wise man. Stereotypes are a form of lazy thinking because they allow people to fall into the trap of assuming that if people have one thing, a language, religion, ethnicity, race, nationality, gender, or sexual orientation in common, that this must mean that they also have all other things in common too. Let's just take a fairly innocuous stereotype. All Mexicans eat rice and beans. This is a stereotype that is going to be true for some Mexicans, but not all. Why? Well, because people who are Mexican are not just Mexican. They, like all human beings, have multiple cultural identities in addition to their nationality or ethnic background. They're also going to be individual in their preferences, location, budget, health state, and access. So, while it may generally be true that Mexicans eat rice and beans, it is inaccurate to assume that all people who share a Mexican identity will dine on the exact same things solely because of this one trait they all have in common. On a logical level, it is questionable to think that people sharing one thing, a national or ethnic identity, must also, therefore, share all things, including what to eat. I think, dear listener, that you are capable of seeing how this is very faulty logic. But, faulty logic or not, stereotypes encourage people to come to this conclusion and feel justified in doing so. I've discussed in this podcast before, in my episode called Okay, Boomer, about the use of generation names to supposedly define everything about people within one generation. All boomers, etc. This, too, is a form of stereotyping that many people in many places feel quite comfortable using without additional thought about its lack of accuracy and the laziness of its broad assumptions about people who simply share in common a birth time and perhaps little else. The issue with stereotypes is not that they are absolutely right or absolutely wrong. The issue isn't that stereotypes are in the eye of the beholder. The issue with stereotypes is that they provide a superficial understanding of human beings that can stand in the way of healthy human relationships. In other words, stereotypes undermine human relationships rather than strengthen them. If you're a person looking to improve your relationships with your fellow humans, or simply to better understand yourself and others, stereotypes are something you need to get better at spotting and thinking through in a constructive and positive way. So the next time you find yourself wanting to use a stereotype to understand people who matter to you in your world, take a moment to rethink. Humans are never the result of just one thing. You can improve your relationships with others and yourself by keeping this anthropology truism front of mind. Do you want to get the best darn personal development anthropology wisdom newsletter free in your inbox? Well, of course you do. Sign up for the next issue of my A Taste of Anthropology e-newsletter by following the newsletter tab on my website, tasteofanthropology.yolisite.com. And please, feel free to share and support this podcast if you liked it and found it useful. It's been my pleasure to bring it to you. Until next time, goodbye and take care.